Damien, we have some exciting news to start things off. The return of the Harvest Wine Festival in the area. That's scheduled for Labor Day weekend. What does the return of festivals like this mean for the industry in New Mexico?
Oh, it's just an amazing boon. Wine growers in New Mexico have really struggled a great deal because these wine festivals like this account for such an enormous amount of their income. Now, luckily, online sales and wine club memberships did spike early on in the pandemic. They saw about a 400% increase in April, May, and June of last year. But without the festivals, the economic loss was upwards of $6 to $7 million for New Mexico wine growers. And generally, the industry can see about $500,000 in sales per festival. And so far, six festivals have been missed, including the big one that's held Memorial Day weekend here in Las Cruces. So this return is just fantastic news for the industry.
Something else that might be good for the industry is that the new law permitting alcohol beverage delivery is scheduled to go into effect July 1st. What are industry folks saying about this law and how they think it may be able to help their bottom line?
They're a little unsure right now. The permits, of course, allow wine growers to deliver bottles directly to homes. They don't expect it to become an extremely fruitful revenue source right away. However, it is expected to give wineries and consumers some more options going forward.
Okay, now we're also going to check in with unemployment in New Mexico. It looks like, according to the latest information that we have, unemployment claims have went down some. What can you tell us about this?
That's right. New Mexico, you know, had kind of been bucking the national trend and had seen several weeks of increases in first-time jobless claims. However, that turned the corner with new numbers that were released late last week. In New Mexico, these first-time jobless claims, which we always kind of look at as a proxy for layoffs, fell to a little over 3,400 in the week ending June 19th. That's a decrease in a little over 300 new jobless claims. So this time last year, we were looking at a little over 4,200. So this definitely is good news.
Okay. We'll keep updated on that with you, Damien. I want to close with a story regarding Virgin Galactic, which has received FAA approval to launch their customers into space.
Well, yeah, we learned that news on Friday, and it's really the final hurdle in Virgin Galactic's years-long effort that we've been following nearly every step of the way to send those paying passengers on short flights into space. The company's working toward three more space test flights, with the next one coming up sometime this summer. The original plans called for Richard Branson, of course, to be aboard a test flight later this year, but that remains unclear. Blue Origin, one of the other players in the game, is, of course, owned by Jeff Bezos of Amazon. He's planning a trip July 20th from Texas and plans to ride his own rocket into space. So this really is an important hurdle, an important step for the future of spaceflight in New Mexico.
Okay, Damien, thank you so much for this week's update. We'll talk to you next week on the Monday Business Watch.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Anthony.